This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I just opened the new Costco Connection magazine. That's the printed sales tool that comes each month promoting the giant retailer. Opening it, I noticed that the first two pages are completely filled with advertisements for medical supplements, most of which have absolutely no evidence to support their effectiveness. Things like glucosamine with MSM, fish oil, CoQ10, move-free joint health with type 2 collagen, SAM-E memory complex, milk thistle, and more. These supplements are expensive, and they make up about 5% of all grocery sales in the U.S., and estimates are that their profits to supermarkets are about 10 times higher than for food items. You know, medical supplements are made of minerals, botanicals, vitamins, fish oils, and lots of inert fillers. You may think that the reason doctors don't recommend these is that they're not made by a pharmaceutical company, and perhaps there's some deal that doctors have with drug companies. In fact, doctors don't use them because studies show that most of these compounds are completely ineffective. Over many years, the National Institutes of Health have spent about $250 million a year studying these supplements. So now, based on hundreds of studies, there is evidence to suggest that people who eat a normal diet have no reason to take these supplements, multivitamins, or any of the letter vitamins as a preventive measure. Examples of well-studied supplements include vitamin E to prevent prostate cancer, multiple vitamins to prevent cancer, echinacea to treat the common cold, or St. John's wort to treat depression. In well-done studies, taking these substances showed no benefit compared to a similar group of people who took a placebo. Of course, for those with specific medical problems that lead to a deficiency, who can't eat a normal diet, a few of these vitamins may be recommended. Today, we spend about $30 billion each year on medical supplements, the vast majority of which are not proven to be effective, and some are downright dangerous. 30 years ago, about a third of adults used vitamins, minerals, or other supplements. Then we started pouring money into research, which, as I've said, has been very disappointing. So you'd think that sales would fall. But the most recent data suggests they have increased to the point that about 52%, over half, of Americans used supplements in the past 30 days. A student just asked me this week, so why is it then that people use these supplements? Well, perhaps they don't know the results of the study. Perhaps they've read the results, but they don't believe them. Or perhaps they just don't trust the scientific community to accurately report the results. Another reason might be that stores like Costco promote these supplements without any attempt to provide accurate information about the product. But is it Costco's job to educate consumers or just to sell as many products as they can to increase their bottom line? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.